It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
What's News begins today with the tragic and horrific news out of Manchester, England, where 22 people have been killed and 59 injured in a suspected terrorist suicide bomb attack at an arena where pop singer Ariana Grande had just finished a concert performance. Of the attackers, Donald Trump said,
"I will call them from now on losers. Because that's what they are. They're losers. And we'll have more of them. But they're losers. Just remember that."
As Donald Trump finishes the second leg of his 9-day overseas trip, things continue unraveling here at home, with the Washington Post on Monday afternoon reporting that the president approached both the director of national intelligence, Daniel Coats, and the director of the National Security Agency, Admiral Michael Rogers, quote, urging them to publicly deny the existence of any evidence of collusion during the 2016 election. But they, quote, refused to comply with the requests, which they both deemed to be inappropriate. As if that weren't enough, the report adds that, quote, senior White House officials sounded out top intelligence officials about the possibility of intervening directly with Comey to encourage the FBI to drop its probe of Michael Flynn. And if that wasn't enough, Michael Flynn officially refused to cooperate with congressional investigators, announcing that he'd invoke the Fifth Amendment, which protects against self-incrimination. His former boss, Mr. Trump, has yet to publicly comment, but we can go to the audio tape to hear what he thinks about
it. Just people take in the Fifth Amendment, like you see on the mob, right? You see the mob takes the Fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
When you have your staff taking the Fifth Amendment, taking the Fifth, I think it's disgraceful.
The guy who set up the server, remember him? And he pleaded the Fifth. He pleaded the Fifth Amendment. Wait, what are we going to do with this guy? He pleaded the Fifth, and that was the end. We never heard about him again. Boy, I'll tell you. This is like a third world country, folks.
While in Saudi Arabia, Trump delivered a speech to the Muslim world proclaiming,
"A better future is only possible if your nations drive out the terrorists and drive out the extreme. Drive them out. Drive them out of your places of worship. Drive them out of your community. Drive them out of your holy land and drive them out of this earth."
He must have thought he was at the Toby Keith concert, which only men were permitted to attend, as only men are allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia. He also didn't use his favorite term, radical Islamic terrorism, but he screwed up what was on the teleprompter, saying instead,
"That means honestly confronting the crisis of Islamic extremism and the Islamicists and Islamic terror of all kinds."
Whoops, he meant Islamist extremism. But he had an excuse.
After Trump made a mistake during a speech over the weekend, a senior White House official explained it by saying he's an exhausted guy. And to be fair, it's not like Trump insisted repeatedly on the campaign trail that stamina was an important thing for a president.
Hillary Clinton does not have the stamina, doesn't have the energy, she doesn't have it. We've got so many problems in this country. I say she does not have the stamina to be a good president.
She doesn't have the stamina. I said she doesn't have the stamina. And I don't believe she does have the stamina. To be president of this country, you need tremendous stamina. You have to be able to negotiate. That's right. With Japan, with Saudi Arabia, you have so many different things you have to be able to do. And I don't believe that Hillary has the stamina.
Sure. Hillary doesn't have the stamina, but he's the Energizer Bunny. After his high-energy sword dance, his Fitbit said, "likely dead."
Wilbur Ross, Trump's 79-year-old Secretary of Commerce, doesn't have the stamina either. He was spotted nodding off during the low-energy speech. But he did observe of their time in Saudi Arabia,
"There was not a single hint of a protester anywhere there during the whole time we were there. Not one guy with a bad placard. Instead,
but Secretary Ross, that may be not necessarily because they don't have those feelings there, but because they control people and don't allow them to come and express their feelings quite the same as we do here.
In theory, that could be true, but boy, there was certainly no sign of it. There was not a single effort at any incursion. It wasn't anything.
No, not in theory. In reality, see, those people really like having their heads attached to their bodies, if you catch my drift. From Saudi Arabia, Trump went to Israel, where he planned to broker Middle East peace, saying before he left,
"It's a
something that I think is frankly maybe not as difficult as people have thought over the years.
Then changing his mind.
I've heard it's one of the toughest deals of all.
But he also apparently thought Israel was in Europe.
Our Secretary of State has done an incredible job. We just got back from the Middle East. We just got back to Saudi Arabia.
Next up, the Vatican. Start popping the popcorn, please. By the way, Fox News ranked third in the cable news primetime ratings for five straight days last week in the coveted 25 to 54 demographic, the network's longest streak and third place in 17 years. Maybe a trend is beginning. If you appreciate these What's News reports, I hope you'll consider a contribution. What's News and The Nicole Sandler Show are 100% listener supported, and we depend on your help to keep going. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.